I know my voice will hoarse. How are you saying this one this evening? For our service this morning, and said, should I give the time to Brother Yu, or should I give the time to give Paul the time to speak this morning?
Not say that in time, I will overcome the flesh, I will overcome temptation, and now I still cannot. 虽然我们今天定在这个题目，不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
And the spirit's thing to not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
啊，它不光跟从前几年我们的信息题目一样都很重要。
And also just as important as the things in the years past.
而且很需要。
But we need it desperately.
我真的觉得这个时代的人最需要，或者神的儿女们最需要的信息。
I believe that this generation, this time, we need to hear these words.
And we tell about Jesus to give up.
Because we know that God gave Jesus
to us.
That we are not simply saved. But we will be sanctified.
We are not merely saved.
Try every word of man, try and yet so All the leaders of the tribe would be examined through biological testimony and
sample of the future.
Some of the brothers would be back to the Syrian God about it. Some of the people of the makers of the Shantana Buddhist and Hindu meetings. The scripture tells us that every single person will stand on a path of judgment, meaning the new reality will be done. And nobody can stand in your way. Or those who are missions will never see us on top of the tissue. Or those who will not hold on to the Lord and back to the Lord. It's a very tragic thing.
对我们信徒的一样，我们要去跟主交情的。
For those of us who are believers, we have to settle an account with our Lord.
但是我们的好处是，我们的结局是永活的。But
the thing is that our end is not eternal, a just or a spiritual judgment. But we need to settle, we still need to settle with
your every single holy self-seeking
self on going through the fire, they are entirely the same. They are merely saved. But some people, as they go through the fire, they remain. And then the Lord says that they will be rewarded. Rather, my words can they be tried by fire? This life, as I have presented before God, would be accepted and be rewarded by
him.
Depends on how I live each day. How do I sow this? How do I make up my way? How do I do? How do I respond to my environment? What's my attitude towards God? What is the source and the quality of my life? This new life or the life of this old self, can you see the Lord to that is will determine our
end.
It's very important, brothers and sisters. Why is it a lot of these verses simple?
How much do you say this is the Bible? This is the Bible.
And a few years back, when I was reading the scriptures, these 10 words came to me. Do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the soul. So it's made this with attention. I just have a year. So much you know. These words, they came to me. They were so important. They impressed me. It talks about the principle of all Christian living.
This is some of the secrets
of victorious life. We are
the most successful. We are
the ones who be blessed and receive this glorious freedom. This is the critical point. Look on to that. But not only so,
it's that thing to pass you in the
do you know what's the verse or the words that precede these words? Do you remember?
It's that big.
Let's memorize. Receiving these words that the righteous requirement of the law may be fulfilled in your life and my life.
Or you can always say, oh, you just don't
understand this is that English.
I'm listening to you.
Many of you just say, but you are we in the age of the cease of grace. Why are we talking about the law?
I thought, what's the case of the law? I thought, this is what you see. Every part of me, as you said, the Lord is every part of me.
And then the Paul says, in this lifetime, of those who hold fast to the gospel. Why are you talking about the law right now? Because there was actually anybody. Amen. Yes, we are in Christ and
we are not under the law.
Christ coming to us, nobody is changed by
the 神律法的要求都不在。
Everybody, please remember that does not mean that the last requirement of the law no longer exists.
就像我们在圣经学的保罗在这个课程里面，我们都可以看，我们会实际非常的警告。
In our Sunday schools, some we are talking about specific details of the points of the law.
我这边的是那个根据神经律法实际的。
关于的全是律师的，就是 look at the nature of the law.
那我们会拿出来第一个律法是好的。
The very first thing is the law is good.
你看经文在启示录第一章第八节，我们知道律法原是好的，知道人用的可以。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 8 says that we know that the law is good as long as it's used properly.
至少律法是让教人知对的。
And at the very minimum, the law is so that we would know what is said.
反正还是律律法是公义之子一样的。
The law is not mere.
我甚至认为这里面说，哎，搞不完你的脸脏死了。
All of these thou shalt not do these things, you ought to do, how am I going to do these? So you can say, focus in the law always, pray without ceasing. Are these things that you are not able to do?
Maybe we have the exception in both things.
Are you able to give thanks in all things?
We have not.
Oh, I'm just a lot of times we do. Why is it that the AD team messed up the sound system so that my message cannot come out here? How come this morning soon as we wake up, it's raining? And the fulfillment of the law in our lives is, we begin to discover, is really, really far from us. The righteousness of the law will be fulfilled in us. We no longer live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So we come to the theme of what we're talking about. Now we'll begin the message this morning.
So this is true.
And those are all bringing to what we're
talking about.
You may all understand the importance of this message. But so we need to understand that this flesh cannot attain to the righteous requirement that God has for us. It is not possible that it will be made as it goes through fire when we go see God. What we want according to the flesh is the primary reason that causes pain and the pain of those who are around us.
When
we serve according to the flesh, it is the number one reason that brings harm into the house of the church. And the same thing in family life. And disharmony, separations, divorces, the families nowadays, and the source of all the change. And we want to come and look at a very important topic. And this topic has something to do with every single one of us, regardless of age.
It has
something to do with every single one of us, regardless of how long we've been
saved.
And it will impact every single one of us who are serving God's house, regardless of your service.
So that's an easy season.
First of all, we need to have first aid knowledge of the flesh itself. So in our mind and our understanding, yes, we can comprehend
as well as we can even talk
and in the original Greek language, stops concerning flesh. The same word is translated in four different terms in Chinese. The first one is the physical flesh. The word became flesh. This is where the English language cannot really match the Chinese language. Romans 3:20 says all those who suffer the flesh cannot be justified by doing the law.
这个那时安息牺牲的逼迫的那安息民生的心智也是这样。
Revelation 4:20 says that that which was born of the flesh is the flesh, that which was born of the spirit, and even so it is that.
像司马懿逼迫以上。
Talk about how Israel was persecuting us.
保罗把他的快要经历属灵事情许是的逼迫属灵的。
Paul applied that analogy to the principle of today.
其实翻译就同一个词的关键词，大致同一个词的翻译和频率。Lust.
The word the scripture translates it to the lust.
加拉太书五章十七节，他说情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵与情欲相争。
Galatians 5:14 says that the flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit wars against the flesh.
还有一节就是我刚刚说的加拉太书六章八节，他是顺着。
Those who are sown according to the flesh will reap corruption. So now we see that all these verses, all these scriptures, all come to this word, sus, which means the flesh. All these four types of terminology, these explanations, so what exactly is the flesh? Some people would confess their sins and say, Lord, I'm a great flesh. What do you mean when you say
something?
It's not that person is bad and they have a lot of flesh.
也是因为什么呢？那么苗条就开始东西少一点，不是的。
Some of them are very skinny and they have less flesh.
因此，肉体就是讲到肉造心意，一切所有的思想、行为和表现。
And the flesh is the manifestation of all our thoughts and expressions of the old creation.
所以从肉造老狼牙当中生成的这个老生命，和所有所有的通通都叫肉体。
Everything that comes from this old man, everything that is expressed.From that lens, all flesh.
所以这里面记得哈，那就很明显的在肉体的这个所有的 activity 都到心的里面。
So please remember, all the activities, all the manifestations of flesh,
都是没有表现出来的。
Even the things that are unseen,
只要从这个源头里面出来，是从旧生命里面出来的。
If the source comes from this old life,
通通都叫肉体。
It's all called flesh.
这是中国十年前的中国发展研究史里讲的。所以你如果仔细认真去分的话，就会裂开。
So I've shared these messages out in China about 2 years ago. So if you start to look at things in detail and look at them from the outside,
you'll see very deep down roots, very low down roots.
There are those things that are of the flesh that seems somewhat
low grade, low quality,
lower quality, and some of higher quality.
我现在看一点 low grade 啊。
We'll look at the lower qualities of the flesh.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians 5,
19.
Verse 19.
他说，情欲的心都是邪恶已经的。我们大概用上这是非常的关键，这个不不讲的。第五章十九节。我们不要用别人经，我们自己念哈。像他在这里里面有没有一点低档的肉体？
Everybody look at these verses for yourselves and read them for yourselves. See if these things exist within you.
如果有的话，你要像那个警察弄的那个电棒，电到你样子。
They do exist. You gotta be like someone who's been shot by the time. Probably wanna leave.
然后我们读，情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨。生气、气愤、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、欢宴等等。我重新告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事，必不能承受神的国。当你刚开始读的时候，会觉得人跟我没关
系。You get to read these verses and all these things have nothing to do with you.And then you begin to discover when they go, when Paul goes in detail one by one, all these things actually are part of the flesh.
这些也是分裂在脑路啊，好像不是。结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴，然后最后，那也是还不是这些。
Intentions, jealousy, outbursts, selfish ambitions, and then all of these things.
这个叫做低档的热情.
These are the lower qualities of the flesh.
那还有一些高档的热情.
The same qualities of the flesh that is probably esteemed by all.
When you take this, which one?
You can probably think about them, or can imagine what they are.
讲不完的.
They're limitless. When you look at the outside, sometimes you may not be able to distinguish
some of them.
Some people are very self-confident. And then outward conduct is very good.
And then you see the people with the names.
What kind of mind? How can you be so unspiritual? We don't say how we identify what we think if we feel what we
believe.
But there are many categories. Brother Z said it very well last night. Those who complain a lot, the ones that are silent, but they're mumbling inside of the other half. Okay. So they're the same. One is 8 ounces, the other one is half a pound. Very simple as I speak it, but this is a critical point for all of us to understand. Or else there's no way for us to know how long we're
going to pray.
We've got to go over very quickly. There's a couple of important verses on
that. 排行榜那边去了。
And second half of this verse, I felt that is the most often used verse, or the second most often used verse among Christians.
就上面的是约翰福音三章十六节，是那诗人的名字。
And the most common is John 3:16。
第二句上面的话是立即起身由得我，实施出来由得我。
And the most common is I will do good, but it's not within me to do it。
但是我们要注意到，保罗不是只写过半段。 可是打开来拿出来，然后就是用到实际上要换回去。
And they are actually situated on lockers, lock and take them out. But wherever you go, you have to come back to that same locker slot from the building. And everybody there are college students. And everyone is educated.
But it's so cool.
All these people go to the same school that I went to. A few days when we started the festivity, all the umbrellas disappeared. Everybody, please return these umbrellas. They are gone.
咱们中国高级学府的学员，受过教育、高等教育的都是冤枉钱。All
these students who are highly educated are without a conscience.
这个人里面本身出来的都是愚昧的。The
nature within man, there's nothing that is good.
连人最基本的安心的东西都没有办法做出来，不要说是圣洁公义的要求。Not
to say these very fundamental needs, requirements of man, but how do we fulfill the righteous requirements of God?
那接下来罗马书第八章第七节到第八节，他说体贴肉体的是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服。
Romans 8:7 reads us because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
就是如果你累的话，你这节圣经一定要醒过来好好读。
And if you're tired, you fall asleep, you gotta wake up now and read this verse.
因为这节圣经让我们会真正产生。 一个动力，说我一定要想办法不随时肉体。And
it will give you the motivation, the power to say, I want to live, not according to the flesh.
第一节到四节很重要的事情是肉体的特质。It
reminds us of the force and evidence of the nature of the flesh.
我们这个造的就是属灵的。I
will not speak concerning an exact
order. 我给人造的它的严重性怎么分？But
according to its importance.
第一个，它不服神的律法。And
the very first thing that is not subject to the law of God.
属肉体人身上有一个巨大的特点，就是他们不喜欢这个身上有神性。Those
who are of the flesh, the very first thing that you can see that they don't want to be restricted or
limited.他是从我跟David学的那个David当时的那个ETS，Equipping the Saints，Equipping the Saints，David当时。
他说亚当夏娃犯罪，最关键的原因就是他们不喜欢的David就是impulse by God。And that's the very reason that caused Adam and Eve to sin against God. They did not want the limitation imposed by God.
他们不喜欢神的旨意，所以不可以吃自己想吃的。They
did not want the limitation of how you God says that you shall not eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
我想这个是又讲到我们有没有注意到亚当他们的第一个罪是把天地的话归于天地神的话。
So we all paid attention to Brother Stephen, who spoke last night, that Adam, the very first sin that he committed was that he heeded the voice of his wife more so than the voice of God.
你知道吗？你担心太太的话，不听太太的话，有时候伤了自己的肉体。And
I want to tell you that you ought to listen to your wife, but oftentimes when you don't do that, you are of the flesh.
Isn't it? 弟兄告诉我们，什么都听太太的话，心中就犯罪，就是犯罪。But
Brother reminds us, if you listen to your wife in all things, even to the things that cause you to sin, that is sin.
第一个特点，不喜欢。
The very first thing is they do not like.
不服。
They are not subject.
对所有的要求都不喜欢。
All the requirements I do not like.
而年轻人尤其不喜欢父母、老师、学校的任何人给他的要求。
The younger generation oftentimes do not like requirements from mom and dad, the authorities at school.
这个原谅的说全是肉体。
And I will tell you plainly that this is all flesh.
我也是这么说的。
I can't do it the same way as you.
是吗？
We need to know the spirit. We need to understand that spirit rebellion is the source that causes Adam to fall.
Second, it is not able to appear.
This group of people is very good. They want to subject themselves to truth. But they cannot do it. Those who actually struggle are those who actually have a heart for Him.
If
you do not have a heart for the Lord, you will not struggle. And where you're living in your flesh, you're actually very comfortable. But those who are willing to subject themselves to God, they find that they cannot do it.
Where is it?
圣灵。 to a fail. I think it's going to be a struggle. I want to tell everybody, I'm going to find these messages to quite a bit.
I was going to say, well, I'm going to find you
a and it's not that nice to not see you and think you guys are all full of lust.
What's it going to be? See, why did you say that? That's the truth.
I see that. I want to cover the most important points here, everyone, and we'll talk about the other stuff in detail. The two most apparent points
will go seek
that they cannot overcome temptations of the
affection or sin.
And they cannot live out the laws of
the
James 1:14-15 says, but each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed, and when desires deceive against birth is sin. And no generation like this generation right now, the temptation is coming at full force. And no generation like this generation, our temptation comes in all forms.
I think this is that the end so develop as a promise of the sin that don't seem to teach the freedom.
And the things that causes the temptation to fall into this world, the things that we create and invented are most continual and
perpetual.
And they spread the blocks. Look at the temptations that we face in this generation. And they are most. The strongest and the many sources. They're continually. They're feeding us continually. And it's the most bond. The whole world is under the temptations, but regardless of age, we're under the same temptation.
And some of them are just one thing to go.
And we won't have to talk about anything else, we just talk about our computer. The internet is
wrong.
And we can go on and on.
But we don't
want to go into details, but we don't really have to
talk about the temptation that
we
need to be
talking about. And if I ask any one of the young persons to come up and talk about the temptation that we face on online, these are all the problems that arise in our And 2 years ago, I remember in our conferences, I was talking about people dozing off. You don't want to doze off, but it's just so hard. That pastor used to be very lousy, and you just can't help yourself. A lot of people come to a new environment, they don't sleep well, obviously they just start falling asleep. And there are two types of people that we're afraid of when we go to retreat.
三个人都是你好吗？
Whereas five in the room with someone who snores very loud, we're terrified.
因为他今天特别睡不好。
We all know we're not going to be able to sleep well that night.
但你要想着你换个角度，医生会打你的鼾，你怕吗？
你还要想多讲，你要每一个护士说，我就是挪在那睡觉，
因为他们不希望自己有
病。They do not want to bring you harm, so you can't.
在三个之前，他们用的呼吸就是喘。
He will not snore, he cannot stop snoring.
他不想打瞌睡，你也肯定没有用。
那个眼睛现在来就
小
了一点。They don't want to doze off, they pinch themselves, but their eyes keep closed.
所以当你看到别人那样子，这个例子是在。有的他失去了，有不能，他的发言是怎么办
？When you see someone who desires to do good, but they can't do it, what do you do?
不要用肉体来回应。
Don't respond with the flesh.
用说不出来的语气，祷告来回应。
And respond with unspeakable signs, brave efforts.
哎，我的弟兄有失去了的肉体。
I always tell my brother, and they are falling the flesh.
我们来祷告。经常我们都在这个里面，
但是我们很容易
失败，是吧？
常常就在，
甚至我们不小心，我们滑跌，我们犯罪。
Even times we are not careful, we slip and we fall.
但经常我们不能把它视为理所当然。
But we cannot treat it as ordinary, just casually happen.
要知道这一切从来不仅永世不能成立。
Not only these things do not last for eternity,
要受苦。
But you will suffer loss.
它也决定的是我们今生是一个人生。
What definitely influences the quality of your life next?
影响我们周围所有跟我们发生关系的人。
It will impact everybody who's around us.
越亲的人
，those who are closest to you，
越直接受你影响。
They will be immediately impacted by you.
我们越不属肉体，越像我们最亲最亲的家人生
活。The more we are of the flesh, we cause those who are dearest to us and families to suffer.
我们越都属圣灵，我们就越容易叫我们周围的人蒙福。
The more we are of the spirit, we cause those who are around us to be blessed.
今天出世界的时候，我找弟兄姊妹彼此世界说，感谢神把你带在我旁边。
And this New Year's Eve, as we were praying together, I asked everybody to thank each other. But thank the Lord that He has placed us next to each other.
希望我们不要辜负别人对我们所说的这句话。
That we do not fall short to these words that He's come to us.
让我真正能够成为我同伴们的祝福。
That I may truly be a blessing to my companions.
要不然我像荆棘一样不屑一样叫人受伤。
Like a thorn or like a scorpion that will bring harm to those who are immediately around me.
所以我们接下来讲到神的厨房，帮助我们怎么胜过肉体。
And we now we're going to come and talk about the ways of salvation. Help us, O、oh、Lord, help us overcome the flesh.
一方面我在暑假的时候，念书的时候是暑假什么方面的
？This summer there are a number of messages we came and touched upon this material.
另外一方面在我们未来的信息里面，我们也会有一年传在继续深入的传承的问题。
In the messages to come in the coming year, we're going to go in detail of the things that we're talking about.
还要去那个最关键的地
方。But again, today I want to talk about the most critical point.
神的救恩是借着第七章的基督。
God's way of salvation is through Christ crucified.
不仅仅借着基督流血为我们的罪洗礼。
Not only through the shedding of His blood that He gave His life because of our sin.
也借着基督在十字架上把生命释放出来。
But on the cross, the life of Christ is also been released.
一定买着死亡的指数的虚无的起源。
When we fall and die for the fears of spirit,
我们在圣灵的里面得到他的生命，他的生命。
And the Holy Spirit will receive His Spirit as well.
让我们可以有这个本钱跟能力，我不是说。
That we have the basis to live a victorious life.
所以我们对十字架同定这件事情要有要有很清楚的认识。
So we need to have a true knowledge.Of us being crucified with the Lord.
不管我们现在懂多少
，regardless of how much we know,
我们都要求圣灵更开我们的心灵。
Every single one of us needs to ask the Lord to open the eyes of my heart.
让我们看见这个世界上是一个太伟大的世界，
我们要 how great and how immense was the thought.
伟大到远远超过我们所能明白的。
Beyond what we can imagine.
世界上不仅仅有第一面，它替我们洗的丰盛。
The cross, the word of the cross, not only did it have the word of Christ dying for us,
甚至将有同时把到我们跟基督一起被十字架。
The word of the cross also allows us to be crucified with Him.
使我们现在活着的不再是我是基督，
但是我们还是我们 now the Christ who lives.
所以第一面主替我们洗，是没有人可以替代的。
First of all, Jesus died for us. Nobody else could do this work other than Christ was died for us.
第二步的同时，是我们每一个人都被带到十字架上解决了。
To be crucified with Him, that every single one of us been brought to the Father, we are done away with.
第一面十字架的意义是要叫我们可以得救。
And the very first goal is that we would be saved.
第二面十字架的意义是叫我们可以因他得胜。
And the second goal is that because of Him, we can be victorious.
第一面是叫我们这些人被称义，得到了得救的地位。
And the first goal is that we are justified, that we are on the ground of salvation, being saved.
第二个十字架的意义是叫我们可以得胜，我们有得胜的生命。
And the second goal is that we will be sanctified, that we have this victorious life.
对，第一，十字架第一面的意义解决了我们在神面前的地位。
And the first goal of the work of the cross has dealt with our position before God.
而十字架第二面的意义解决了我们生活。
And the second goal is that it deals with our daily life.
而十字架第一面的意义解决了我们的意识行为。
And the first goal deals with the past of sin.
而十字架第二面的意义解决了我们的意识，我们的神识。
It deals with the sin nature within us.
所以我们不光相信基督在十字架上已经做成了。
Not only do we believe that Christ has accomplished all these things,
我们要接受这些十字架在我们里面这些圣灵正在做。
And we also have to receive by faith what the Holy Spirit is doing through the cross.
所以不知道大家还记不记得什么一楼二楼三楼。
I don't know if you remember me talking about the first step, second step, the first step.
第一楼讲到这些耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们所有的罪。
What is the first story? Second and the first story. The first story talks about the word of the blood that cleanses us of our sin.
它解决了我们的罪。
It deals with the acts of sin.
让我们被清义。
That we are justified.
第二楼。
And the second form.
就是十字架解决我们的罪。
By the cross and dealt with our sin nature.
让我们这个人。 能够不再追求肉体，可以追求心灵。
We can live according to the Holy Spirit, not according to the flesh.
得到了神的恩典，这个圣灵带下的属性。
By the Holy Spirit, it brings forth victorious life.
所以今天，昨天神也提到这种极端的人，他一个很羞辱的一种的做法。
And Brother Z also talked about last night this charismatic churches and how something that appeared in.
因为我们太急着在外面去搞一些东西，好像让人失望。And
we do a lot of things outwardly, and seemingly let people be set free.
但是我们却想从一楼跳到三楼去。We
want to jump and leap from the first floor to the third floor.
没有二楼，没有三楼。We
do not have the second floor. The third floor does not exist.
没有基督和他的十字架，你不可能活在神里。Without
Christ, the word of the cross is the way to the word of the Spirit.
所以我们要真正能够过一个得胜的生活，不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。So
if we want to live a victorious life, we can feel that I'm not of the flesh, but of the Spirit.
关键的意思是要知道，像我们我现在所说的，保罗说，我的肉体和我肉体是属于心里坚定的基督。And
Jesus Christ says that it's for me, and the love that is within me has been crucified upon the cross.
这些圣经很重要，我们读一下。保罗说这些圣经。These
verses are very important. Let's read it together.
我们读加拉太书，第五章。
I am almost done. Don't be nervous.
我将圣灵，我所以你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的喜悦了。因为喜欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和喜欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，是你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法里行。好，我们唱到。 第24节，凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲，同定在十字架上的。今天的讲的不是我要去定他
，It's not that I am going to crucify Christ.
我将要去定他
，I'm going to crucify.
将来一定要定他
，I will eventually crucify.
但是在新讲课本事实已经被定了。
objective truth that has already been crucified.
好，我们先倒回来，罗马书第八章。Let's
go to Romans chapter 8.
第十节，verse 12. 弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债， 须顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。刚刚我们说肉体和肉体的事情是已经被钉在十字架上，就是那个一直欺负我们的那个坏蛋已经被钉在十字架
上。
所以他已经死了，你说你爹，所以他在地上满身看到我们并不是他的家。那个家属是已经为我们死去了，
你说已经当了位置，
已经把他钉在十字架上。我们不欠的。
We're no longer dead.
We're free.
We're free.
我们都不欠
的。Nobody is smiling.
是那么多债都被free
了。You're all this dead. You've been set free.
不再是他的家。
You're no longer dead.
什么是没有？这是保罗想要告诉我们的。
So Paul wants to tell all of us.
所以第一节，我们再读一节，好了，八第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我们脱离罪和死的律。到了第十节，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。但是这里弟兄姊妹，要看到我们跟肉体其实是接触已经没关的。今天是在我们的生活里面，我们要让圣灵把这些工作做到我们身上。
So our everyday life, we need to let the Holy Spirit make this reality.
圣灵跟情欲的象征。
The Spirit is warring with the flesh.
情欲跟圣灵的象征。
Flesh is warring against.
这属血是一直要逼迫属灵的。
In which the flesh is persecuting that of the Spirit.
那么实际上，在明天早上我们会讲到今天所讲的事情。
This evening and tomorrow morning, the speech will talk about how do we live according to
the Spirit. 那今天我们需要先认识肉体的本质。
But today we need to understand the nature of flesh.
好，它是不服神的律法，也不能服了，就是不能得圣灵，那就是罪受。
Not subjected to the laws of God, nor can it be in intimacy with God.
而且你接受的是肉体，其实上面在你身上是败坏
的。If you still according to the flesh, you will be corruption.
而且你在肉体的里面，你可以一直，但是你一直失败。
And you can rule within the flesh, but you will fail.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
We're no longer debtors to
the flesh.
We're no longer under the harm of
the flesh. And a
very simple analogy
is that how do we live not
according to the flesh?
Everybody's on a laptop. Can you raise
your hand? Everybody, right?
A lot of people.
The last 2 hours. The phone's battery lasts about 2 hours.
And you find that that any one time is a very moment.
It's not the same story at any given time.
You can think about it, how the thing is, how the thing is.
And your computer could stay on like battery or by the clock on the wall. I'm only using this simple example. Please do not extend it beyond what I am doing right now. Let's see the battery represents the flesh. That sooner or later is going to fail.
Now it's not as good as AC.
And what's plugged onto the wall is AC current. You have a perpetual energy that allows the computer to stay on forever.
It's a difficult even moment.
At any given moment,
the struggle to use us.
And you're either according to the Spirit or you're according to the flesh. Friends, are you going to live according to the flesh or are you going to live according to the Spirit?
So you're going to come to this one of the images.
And yes, according to that, by the battle, we can continue the work. But as long as the source is coming from the battery, God do not like it. All that else will be given at this limitation. And the point that I'm trying to make is that you're either using the current from the wall or using the current from the battery. At this very moment,
when
I'm talking with my wife,
when
I'm talking to the co-workers, I'm serving together. And am I in the flesh or am I in the spirit? All those things that are the flesh process have actually been cursed.
也没有用的。我们真的干嘛去对爱心电子摸一摸我们 others 说喂，但是人生当中我们没办法，我们 something
you can't
do away. 我们已经不让他进入 exposed 的空气里面，我们不要拷贝他。
We do not want his mental body to be exposed and open to his
mental body. 要准备进入我们这个肉体里面。
So first, this question,
求敌伤害我，伤害我们的教会，伤害我的家庭，以直接攻击的东西。
The most immediate material that the enemy uses to be part of
our relationship. 而以前的抵挡的肉体必定要丢掉。
Those things are obvious, these are the first, you know, we got to change.
但是你说脏话，我根本不讲话。
你这个 speak， I can't but speak。
虽然我有时候讲话是造就人的话语属灵。
Yes, sometimes I speak and it has someone spiritual。
但是很多时候我讲话不属灵的时候。
But oftentimes when I speak, they're not of the spirit of flesh。
而我的思想虽然可能有时候很属灵，但有时候不属灵。
My thoughts, maybe they're sometimes of the spirit, but they're oftentimes they're not。
而我在上面 worship 有时候很属灵，有时候很肉体。
I'm up here worshiping a lot of times I am of the Lord, the Spirit, but I'm the Son of the Spirit, out of the flesh, I'm showing off myself.
我不可能把我们整个生活都怎么都改掉。
And we can't do away with the lies and things.
所以我们就要学习在一件事情上面，我们要很相信我们里面出来的东西。
So we need to be careful of all these things that are exposed to us.
我们需要紧紧的靠着实际上做科学的工作。
And following out the cross, we need to come and work this word of separation.
实际的工作。
And this word of purpose is
that 肉体和肉体的信息是与我们知道神都是已经赐给我们的。
The flesh and the lust of the flesh, the Lord has done away with, given us victory.
今天我们的经历里面，我们要做开始，我们要去宣告，但是我们要得回所有被神给我们的东西。
And experience needed to proclaim the victory the Lord has won for us, and by faith claim those things the Lord
has won. 所有可以被神用的东西。
In other words, all those things that can be used by man be done.
顺从肉体，不顺从心灵。
And we will come under the obedience of the Holy Spirit. It will be no longer be under the obedience of the flesh.
Don't you tell me this is how
the shit is flesh is because of our
power.
It cannot form a
thing.
The brothers surround us, our family members. Brothers, we have to do this together. Christ has set us free.
So, 要胜利的我们，不要再被奴仆的恶势力。
Stand firm, no longer be under the yoke of slavery.
律法、肉体、罪恶、世界都是很可怕的仇敌和主人。
The flesh and the world, they're terrible masters.
但是在基督里，我们已经得到了释放。
But yet in Christ, we are set free.
我们不是他的罪。
We're no longer debtors to
him. 是我们。但是真的是我们。
Yet we can be overcome with the Lord is in us.
不光不是他的
罪。God is all we no longer debtors to
him. 我们靠着圣灵支持他。
But by the power of the Spirit, we put it to death.
靠着圣灵，让所有的肉体的行为被disable掉。
But by the power of the Holy Spirit, we disable all the manifestations of flesh.
今天我们讲的圣灵里面自治。
And tomorrow we're going to talk about the true freedom in the Spirit.
有一次，一个老师跟我讲这个例子，就是说
，There's an old elderly sister.
她也是举了一个例子，就是
比喻这样，
她说这是野狗动物园，野生动物园里面。
She said the city of wildlife zoo.
有一次，一个老师不是也和一头狮子。
Service once gave him a pair of lions.
这个狮子就说了
，And they were retired from the work.
就是送给是野狗野生动物园。
And they gave it to the zoo.
哎，你们是送野狗来的。
那
野生动物园就是有那种大石头、有树林，就是什么可以让它们吃的一种地方。
So saying the lions, you know, great bark was very, very natural.
他们把这个狮子带去。
They brought this pair of lions in there.
过了一段时间以后，动物园的人打电话给这个马戏团的主人。
And after a while, the people from the zoo called the people from the circus.
说这个狮子怎么搞的？然后后来野生动物园里面，它是在那个石头上面走来走去，什么都不是。
And then we put these lions inside this huge, huge area, but they swung or swung back and forth. They didn't go anywhere else.
但是当有人看见他们，狮子在欺负他们那个动物园。
A lot of people noticed that they were observing, walking, seventeen paces, they would turn around, walking, 然后又走下来，就是这样，又
turn around，
然后我往那什么 base turn around， 然后就 go back。
啊，那个是在说一听懂了，他说因为原来我们给他的笼子，他就只能走四步。
And so people from the service understood because the size of the cage won't allow a lion to go 17 paces.
So basically, that's the cage.
But all of the lions are living inside the cage.
在它里面有一个固定的一个 habit， 一个一个已经建立在它里面的习惯。
And this habit has been triggered as we build up in this lion.
它因为习惯的习
惯，它就把它
就是它因为一个习惯。
But that lion has been set free.
外面已经没有任何的笼子。
There are no more restrictions around it.
它的心习惯，它心所认识到这个。His
heart, his habit, all he's doing is bound by this imaginable Christ is already set free. We are no longer debtors to
him.
And we are already been set free. So Christ is set free. No longer be bound under the yoke of
slavery.
Right, as the worship team to come up, we're going to come and close in 100. Glorious freedom. Lord, how our hearts thank you.
可是你当我们还是在最后过关中的时候，你就为我们死的死死
中伤。You died the cross for us while we were still in our sins.
你把你的爱向我们显明。
But you revealed your love to us.
而且在那里你也把你的生命释放了出来。
There you released your life.
让我们不仅仅可以得救赎，而且可以得胜。
We are not only saved, but we can be victorious.
所以谢谢你，
也感谢我们
今天圣灵也来了。
Today the Holy Spirit is here.
住在我们每一个人的心内。
He dwells in us.
成为我们的生命和能力。
He becomes our life and power.
成为我们里面那个荣耀的释放。
He becomes our glory and freedom.
让我们不再是肉体的债，是属肉体的。
We're no longer debtors to the flesh. We're no longer open.
主啊，我们谦卑的来到你的面前。
This is what we humbly come before you.
我们知道，若不是圣灵启示， 我们没有人能够承认自己这样子的败坏。若不是圣灵显明，我们还不认识自己有多么可恶。我们从你里面在这里显明我们的本
性，
里面在这里显示你的荣耀，好让我们真愿意脱离肉体的辖制，
甘
心的来随从圣
灵，
愿你帮助我们以上分享的祷告和交通。不仅仅让你的话语在我们里面有回转的亮光，我们更是你是你就在我们里面做更深的工作，把我们带进属灵的世界。我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的
名，
阿门。请坐，弟兄们，把圣经翻开。